think, well, you know, we try and do a show here that reflects, you know, we don't always do things like this. Well, yeah, we usually get around to stories about little willies and stuff, but anyway. But this week,
we always do things that reflect like this,
though. You know, don't be squeamish, it'll be funny. Who's there, by the way? It's Barry. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
Hello, Barry. Turn your radio down, or you can keep it up. It doesn't bother me, but that seems to be the form. What do you want to tell us, Barry?
Oh, you know, you were talking about rumours before.
Yeah, rumours. Oh, easy now. Oh, go on. Well, I'll tell you something, is it?
Well, we just come back from the Wimbledon Man United game.
Yeah.
And we saw David Priest there.
And
well, you know,
didn't we catch up on this? Now, all I remember from the David, who now of course he's back at Tottenham, isn't he? Dan's frowning.
No, he's not
one of ours now.
No.
Has it got anything to do with the past? You see, he was only cautioned. He wasn't arrested. We must make this clear. David Priest has never been convicted of anything.
No, he hasn't.
He's been called a pervert by Ian Wright, wasn't he?
Well, he's not saying he's been convicted of anything,
because the alleged offence, what he was cautioned about, was having two lesbians in the back of his car.
And which man among us has not had two lesbians in the back of his car?
Well, I've got to put my hand I think you should amend that sentence. Which man among us hasn't thought of having two lesbians?
Mrs. Baker, I hope you're listening, because he's saying that.
She's over in Liberty at the moment. Is this what you're telling us here, Barry? You want us to remind us of the offence?
I'm just thinking about the rumours about, you know, him going to Tottenham, but maybe he's going to Wimbledon.
What does he mean? What does he mean? Wimbledon? What one's near a King's Cross? That'd be Tottenham, wouldn't it? Tottenham's near a King's Cross. I think he's going to Tottenham. I mean, David Plate, I actually wrote a thing for the Times, because I write a column in the Times.
Oh, yeah?
But yes, I do, yeah. And I wrote this column in the Times, and I did a thing about Kevin Keegan being, Pygmalion.
Yeah.
And so, as you probably know, if you listen to the show, I believe Peggy Cagle has only got to take over Fulham on a bet from Al Fayed that he can do like My Fair Lady, he can take a common street hall, i.e. Fulham, and pass them off in society within 3 years. That's the bet. I think that, you know, I'll tell you, they've cut this. So I wrote the column, and he's supposed to be in a gentleman's club saying, I bet I could do this in 3 years. And he turned round to one of the footmen and says, Pleat, do you know where I can get any whores? And Pleat, just the footman, not necessarily anyone in real life, don't confuse that, said, I do, sir. And they can't do it. They just had it as a footman. Now, I think that's being squeamish, because whatever we say, David Pleat is a man of the world. He may not have been the Pleat I was talking about, but he certainly, there was some confusing rigmarole one time about lesbians in his car, wasn't there, Dan?
Yes.
He did, was, wasn't
there? There was.
Yeah. And he was, I don't know what the deal is, but I certainly remember that when he was at Tottenham before. And I'm saying, David, stay up north. Don't come down with temptation here. Leave any lesbianism alone, if ever you were tempted. It may not have been true before, but if you were, and I don't believe he's a pervert, like Ian Wright said.
I don't believe it either.
No, because I don't think it's a pervert. It's not. It's a bloke set them out. So,
anyone near my voice, soon you'll be okay. You'll soon run out of paint, and then you'll just have to duff in the corner to yourself.
No. If a fella came up to me, and Carolyn, come in here. I don't often do this. This is Carolyn, our producer, and the person in charge of the show. I'm not making that clear tonight.
Yes.
Right, Carolyn,
she's in charge.
We're a football show, by the way. If you've got any football points, ring us. 0500 10 53 89. Carolyn, if you overheard two men talking, and one of them said, and this is no inference on anyone living or dead, this is just for the sake of argument, a specious scenario. And you heard two men saying, I tell you what, I paid two women the other night to perform an act in the back of my car. Would you think they were perverted or just blokes?
I'd say they were blokes.
Thank you very much. We're not morally central, but just saying here, it was too strong, Ian Wright. David Pleat, not pervert. In fact, if there were a scintilla of truth in the whole thing, most men are saying, tell you what, he's a lousy commentator on television, he sent his side to the bottom of the league,
he looks like Mr. Punch,
he looks like Mr. Punch, but man alive, does it, you know, he's all right. Okay, so we'll leave that there, and thank you very much.